say that you're the best. A million and one ways just to express mi amor. I know that we will be together. So sing to me, baby, and sing forever.
Wanna be with you always, together forever to our ending days. Hold me, baby, don't let go. Making love like never before.
All right, sorry guys. I was looking for a bottle opener. The keys are in the ignition, so I gotta use my utility knife. There it goes. Just drinking an old-fashioned Mexican Coke, or as we Mexicans like to call them, Cokes. Ooh, I thought it was gonna feel a lot better out here, man. It's parked outside. I figured it's getting cooler. It felt amazing over the weekend, and now it's just ugh. I think it was a little cool on Sunday when I was out, and I think Saturday was just right there in the G spot. It was just so perfect and awesome. But I stayed in. I was just working on stuff. Been getting back into some old arts and crafts, man. Just getting back into sewing and painting and just making shit. I guess it's the holidays, you know, the Halloween. I got the bug, I like to call it. Been hitting up Joanne's Fabrics a lot. Sooner or later, they'll be like, hey, it's that one guy again. We'll start knowing each other by our names, you know. And then I could tell him, hey, I'm going to be coming here more often. You should stock up these drink fridges. All they have is water and Diet Mountain Dew. I think they had Pepsi, but I didn't feel like a Pepsi. Okay, I'll be honest. I wanted regular Mountain Dew, all right? Fuck off. But, dude, speaking of which, I was at Joanne's. It was my day off, I think. I don't remember. And I'm like, okay. I got up. I think I had some coffee or some shit. And I was going to go to Joanne's and pick up some shit, some items. And I said, okay, I'm really hankering for Chick-fil-A. And sure enough, I get to Chick-fil-A right there on the exit coming off of 410. And yeah, the line is going all the way out into the fucking, what do you call it, the street. And, something about, what is it about Chick-fil-A? Because, look, I like Chick-fil-A. I really do. I know it's got the, you know, whole homophobic attachments and whatnot, but whatever. I don't think most people really care about that stuff. I think they just like a good Chick-fil-A meal. Who knows? And maybe they are the best place to go to. There's something about it, though. Maybe they're closed on Sundays, so everyone and their mother just goes on a regular day, and Sundays is like, okay, whatever. Like last Sunday, I was going to go get some Wendy's, thinking the one by my house, which is right across the street from a Chick-fil-A. Not even a street, it was more like a, yeah, I guess it's a street technically my street. When you think about it, my street goes into the area. You cross Austin Highway from my street, and then boom, there's Chick-fil-A and Wendy's on your left side, Chick-fil-A on the right. And yeah, on Sunday, not Sundays, on during the week, traffic up the wazoo. They have to install a second line. You got the kids coming out with their little clipboards or whatever, taking orders, telling them how pleasurable you are. It's crazy. It's really creepy, really. And yeah, the traffic's fucking nuts. And then coming out of Chick-fil-A, it's fucking crazy trying to get out of there. But lo and behold, on Sunday, I want to get me some fofofol, you know, some Wendy's nuts on your chin, and then there's a line. It's always empty. But there was a line because it was Sunday. And I knew it. I knew people were going to say, hey, Chick-fil-A's closed. Oh, that's right. It's Sunday. Let's go to Wendy's instead. And they go to fucking Wendy's. Assholes. But luckily, I still wanted some kind of chicken or something greasy and good. And right next door to Wendy's, this is why I love my area that I live in, was Raising Cane's. And it was empty, but then some woman, of course, you know, cuts me off and gets into the line in front of me. I'm like, oh shit, here we go. But it didn't take too long. I got my meal. I was eating my Raising Cane's on my way to work. I was doing that whole shtick where you're just driving and eating with your right hand, waiting for the stoplights to, dip the chicken in the Raising Cane sauce. Stuff's pretty good. But yeah, the one over by the Joann's, by North Star Mall, shit was packed. And they only got the one line. And I thought I'd be slick and go inside. I'm like, I'm gonna go inside. I'm not gonna wait in this. The inside's closed. They got fucking white paper strung up on all the windows so you can't see inside. Who knows what they're doing in there? What kind of rules they're breaking? So, yeah, you can't go inside Chick-fil-A. Fucking Jesus freaks, man. I don't know what they're doing. They're putting crack in their stuff. But people come and line up for it, man. It's just, I don't know, man. I think really it just comes down to good old-fashioned customer service. Because you go to any other place and they just kind of treat you like shit. I've been trying to pay attention to this whole unionizing. All these workers across the nation are just fed up. And no wonder, you know. This whole COVID. Oh, let me take a drink of my Coke, man. I'm all thirsty. Hold up. Hold on, I'm not trying to promote Vibe. Fuck off. Hold on. Sorry. And get a $300. God damn it. I'm over here plugging people. Oh, fine. Whatever. Yeah, man. All across the nation, you got... I think Amazon started it, or not started it, but tried to unionize. And of course, Bezos and company are like, no, you're going to continue to poop in grocery bags and I guess they implant chips in their fucking spine and they keep track of how many steps they're taking. It's nuts, man. My brother worked at Amazon for a little bit. He was a driver. And I always meant to ask him, like, what exactly is it with the Amazon company? Let me just make it very clear. I use Amazon all the time. It's just a great company as far as you want something. It could be anything. I've ordered car parts. I've ordered things to make my mead with. I've ordered tools, stuff for my outfits, all kinds of shit, man. That's where I got my Wii. my Switch and my Nintendo. I think it took like a week or so, but they finally got one to me. Thanks, Amazon. I hardly used the thing. Oh man, that one was fucked up. Sorry, I can't edit on my phone, man. You're just gonna hear all my burpees, man. What was I saying? Yeah, so I use Amazon a lot, but no, it's not a very moral company. From what I hear, people are treated very unfairly, and they're taking over all the companies. A nice fun little thing that's happening now is they'll get products that are doing well on the system, on the site. Like, let's say a hat. They notice, hey, this hat's selling really good from this one company. you've all been to Amazon. You go on the page, you search for something, and it gives you all the stuff. And then, like, usually, like, the first or second item is a Amazon choice. It's really cheap. And I've learned that that is basically their great value. That's their hill country fair. That's their personal, we make it ourselves type of thing. I guess you could call it generic, but sometimes it's good, sometimes it's not. And I think I've ordered a couple of Amazon Choice items where they just weren't the choicest of things. I think I've had to return a couple, but I mean, that's basically what you're getting. And these Amazon Choice items come from the Amazon people. They get an item that's selling really good, that has the least amount of returns, that has a good, you know, whatever. This is just a good item. And they'll get every single fucking blueprint and aspect and everything about the item, make it themselves through some other third rate, probably from China, company, pretty much recreate. And if anyone knows how to recreate an item and sell it for cheap, it's China. I mean, come on. I mean, yeah. They're just known for that shit. They'll take anything from an iPhone to a shoe, and they'll just make their own version of it. And most people are like, well, fuck it. As long as it looks legit, all my friends will think I'm cool. Or whatever. Purses, video game systems, you know, you name it. So, yeah, anyway, they'll get the item, they'll recreate it, they'll make their own version. And then maybe they'll have, like, a company that they personally own. And they'll get that, they'll make their little hat or whatever. And they'll do the Amazon choice, you know, thingy, boom. This is our choice, we recommend you get this item. And they'll put it on the front page, the first tab. And who wants to keep clicking through pages and tabs? You don't want to be going through, oh, well, maybe there's something good on the fifth page. Because by the time you get to the fifth page, you lose that Amazon Prime shipping option. And you're like, suck a dick. I want my shit tomorrow, dude. So, you end up going on that first page. That's all of Amazon's stuff. That's under their pocket. And so the real mom and pops, they get pushed to the third, fourth page. And they can't get any sales. And they don't get that overnight shipping. And they don't get, you know, it's just, so even on their own website, where you could basically sell anything, sure, it's there. They'll argue, oh, it's on Amazon, it's right there. You can get it. But, you know, the argument is that they're promoting it, they're promoting their own shit, but they're promoting their shit that's copied off of yours. It's like James Charles stealing the Teddy Fresh, you know, sweaters and saying, hey, this is mine, sisters, I got my new sweaters, sisters. And not only is it cheaper in quality, it's probably cheaper to buy too. And you're going to be, you know, you got this fucking James Charles guy. This was like maybe a year or so ago. This is old news, but I'm just saying. And I'm not comparing James Charles to Amazon. That's like, Jesus Christ. But I guess I'm saying you can gyp someone off. Sorry to all you gypsies out there. I didn't mean to offend you by saying gyp. Apparently that's a thing. You copy someone, sell it for cheaper, and you're screwing the artist or whatever. I don't know. That's all I know. I mean, I'm hearing about it. I'm hearing all, you know, the John Deere workers, one of the biggest strikes or union fiascos to happen. I mean, we're talking John Deere, man. If you don't live in America or maybe even Texas, John Deere is like, you know, there's a color green called John Deere green. Everyone knows John Deere green. It's iconic. I want to own a John Deere tractor just to have a John Deere tractor. I don't mow lawns. I don't tend to fields. But it would be pretty dope to own a John Deere. That's how badass they are, I guess. But I guess not, because their workers are angry. They're being separated by classes and structures and shit. You got, like, people that are in there making a good bank, they're on their upper tier, upper echelon or whatever, and then you got a lower tier, it ain't making shit, and they gotta bust their ass. And so they're all teaming up together and saying, hey, leaders, what the fuck? Starbucks is getting in on it. You know, they wanna unionize. And, you know, all these people trying to unionize, I think it's great. And then, not to forget the, over in Hollywood, all the people working on movies and TV shows and, you know, all things glitz and camera. Sure. This is why the Scarlett Johansson suing Disney shit kind of pissed me off. I'm like, dude, you got millions. You're in every movie. Why are you suing Disney? I mean, I'm not saying Disney shouldn't be sued, but what about the people who bring you your little coffee? What about the people painting the sets and rigging the lights? Those are the people that are suffering right now, man. They're not able to eat or sleep. They gotta drive 6 miles or 6 days or what is it, 6 hours? They gotta drive 6 hours for pennies. So they're unionizing. They're striking. Everything's going tits up, man. And I know, hey, Alan's pretty political today. He's like, is it political that all these people just want to make a good bank for their hard work? I mean, maybe it's either everything's political or nothing's political, and maybe everything is political or topical or whatever. And look, I'm lucky. I work for a company that more or less is okay. It's good. I can't imagine though, you know, being out in those companies getting screwed over and you got a family to be trying to feed. But no, I was just listening to it earlier about, you know, Biden saying he's going to be the most pro-union president in history. And he's not really done anything. Apparently, he's like hiding somewhere. He's not really doing anything at all. Him or Kamala. You can't. Maybe you have to go to kamala.org.gov and she's got like a secret vlog that she does every day, but nobody knows about it. Maybe she has a Patreon. You gotta sign up for a Patreon. I don't know. Shouldn't be that way. It's not fair, man. This is a government, man. We voted them in. We need to hear their vlog. Not behind a paywall. We need to hear about their... What are they doing? What are they doing about the cargo not being able to... Being... All the ships, man. Look, I just want my Rock Band 4, man. I ordered a Rock Band 4 set, and it came from China. I'm like, oh, shit, it's from China. I've been waiting for weeks and weeks. Only to find out... But all the packages coming from China are all stuck at the coast. It's like a... And I'm pretty sure, man. I mean, I don't want to put money on it, but I'm pretty sure my package is in that whole clusterfuck, man, over in California. All the ports are just seized up, man. Just clogged, bottlenecked. It's fucking crazy. All these ships with thousands and thousands and thousands of shipping containers that just can't reach land. Because there's just not enough workers. Not enough drivers. Not enough anything. I mean, do you blame COVID anymore? What the fuck's wrong? And then you got the Secretary of Transportation or whatever the fuck, Pete Buttigieg, on vacation with his husband and kid. Where'd they get a kid from? They got a kid and they're on vacation for 2 months. They've been living it up since August. Doing who knows what. This isn't the right... Look, if you want to take a paternity leave, that's fine. But this isn't exactly the right time to do it, Booty Judge. Take a 5. Say, hey, honey, I got to go back to work. I got to go be a hero. Dude, man. When I get 2 days off, I feel like I'm a king. I feel like, oh, man, I deserve these 2 days. I had 2 days off, you know, Monday, Tuesday. It's Wednesday now. It flew by. I don't even remember it happening. just whizzes by, man. That's what happens when you're working full time and getting older, and you're like, you appreciate the weekend, I guess. When I worked part time, and people would say, "Man, 2 days off, 3 days, 4 days off, sounds pretty good," and I was so used to that, I just figured, "Damn, your life must suck." But now I'm living the full time life, and I'm thinking, "Man, my life sucks." And you're working every day, and it becomes routine. It's not always the same days, though. That's what's crazy about mine. Usually they try to keep them in the 2 days, you know, together. So I still get a weekend, but sometimes they'll be separated. It's not like a Monday to Friday type of thing. But yeah, 2 days off in a row, pretty sweet. And then Halloween, fingers crossed, I think I'm getting 4 days off. So, 'cause I'm getting old, but I'm not too old. I'm like, hey, it's Halloween weekend. I need to take it off. Come on, guys. I gotta dress up and spook some people out. Speaking of spooky, I've tried to put out a few more videos on the YouTube. Some video games. I did one with my AI companion, but I took it down. It just seemed really weird. Half of the shit she was saying wasn't loud enough. I don't, for whatever reason, there were some things she would say. I guess they're like pre-programmed little passages that she would read where the volume was considerably lower and you couldn't hear it. But other than that, it was just really creepy. Because this AI companion, she's really cool. It could be a he or she. It's whatever you want, really. And it talks to you. You could talk to it. Have conversations and whatnot. It's neat. But it's supposed to be a really supportive type of thing. Like, just randomly, it'd be like, "You are awesome." I guess people who get these companions are, like, really depressed and need to feel good, I guess. Maybe it's true. Maybe I'm in that category. It just seemed really weird to put out a video and have a weird, you know, animatronic female voice just calling me cool or great. It was like, I don't know. This is kind of weird. And then at the end, we end up having sex. It gets really weird. No one needs to hear that. And to top it off, the game just really sucked dick, man. It was just horrible. I don't know who made that game. I think it was $2. It was one of those weird indie games. And I'm thinking, if someone could put a shitty game out like that, it must not be that hard. I'm thinking maybe I can, you know, get some people together and we'll come up with a game. And you could put it on PlayStation or Xbox or whatever. Steam, at least. Or itch.io or whatever, you know, crazy little computer games you can, I don't know. A long, long time ago, I was, you know, had my toes dipped in that pool of game design. And maybe one day I'll get back into it. But I feel like it's just too late. I don't know. It sucks, you know, you get to a spot where you're just so used to working and doing absolutely nothing. And every once in a while, I'll get a little creative bug where I'll think, hey, I'll start making some outfits. You know, I'll make a cool sword out of some items laying around, or maybe I'll work on a song. But you're just not full in, you know, it's not 100% like you used to be. And I'm afraid that I'll want to do all these things, but I won't be full in, you know, full tilt. And will I ever be full tilt in something, you know, ever again? I don't know. It's pretty frightening. It's a scary thought. I mean, I'm not even full tilt in, like, I don't know, relationships, family. I think the most I give a shit about really is, I don't know. It's just, I mean, no, don't get me wrong. I care about stuff. I like going out and singing. I like, spending time with some people. I like working on my car, I guess. What I'm talking about is a passion, a career maybe. I don't want to be doing this all my life. I don't know. Man, this shit got really, real sappy, huh? Well, 25 minutes, 26 minutes, about hit 26 minutes. I think, oh, fuck. Everything's commercials. Oh, here we go. Yeah. All right, I'm going to go ahead and just cut it off there. Look, I got the bug. When I get the bug, I got to hold on to that bug, you know. I'm going to just work on some costumes. And maybe start practicing my drums. Because those guys are collecting dust. Start playing some shit like this. You know, that's always fun. God, just getting to something, Alan. Don't give up. And I always... Oh, man. It's so cringy just to say it out loud. But it's like, do I find someone to get me passion again? Or do I get passion and then I find someone? It's like a future hasn't happened yet, chicken or the egg thing, you know? And I think a lot of people will tell you, don't wait for someone. Do what you love, and then they will see how passionate you are. And then they will follow. They will come. They'll come all over your sheets, man. But some people need a push. Some people need that someone to say, hey, I don't know. Never ends well, though, does it? You find someone and you want them to push you, and you have no real, you know, internal push to greatness, and you're just putting the whole load on them to try to push you. I sort of had that with one of my most recent relationships. I wasn't really going anywhere in life, and I really appreciated that she tried to push me to just do better, and I really liked it. It felt good. But then I also had to push her, and I was pushing her to work on her shit, and it was just uneven. It just seemed like trying to push each other and keep each other afloat, and I think I was doing an okay job working on my best, you know, self, and she was just kind of, I don't know, wasn't letting me help her too much. I think we were both in a bad spot in life, and I don't want to blame her for anything. But I guess my point is, we should all, at some, you know, level, try to, you know, push ourselves. But also we need help. So it's a blurry line. I realize. You know, do you depend on someone else to slap you into shape? Or do you just, you know, I don't know. These are questions that aren't going to be answered here on the Mike Bozich podcast. I guess I'm asking you, audience, and then you can, like, scratch your chin and be like, you're right, Alan. What is a rose by any other name? Like, I don't know. Who fucking cares? Like, I'm just saying, these unions better, like, you know, pop up, man. We need some change. I'm excited. I'm excited that I just want to go see Dune. Dune's coming out soon, guys, in theaters. And I guess Ghostbusters coming out soon, too. The new Ghostbusters. Ghostbusters! And that's all I got to say about that. I'm going to drink my Coke, and I'm going to get on out of here. I'm already late. There's probably some kid taking a shit on the floor again, and guess who's got to clean it up? This guy. Alright, guys. Thanks for coming. Have a good one. Follow your dreams. Don't give up.